Hello, footies, and welcome back to the one and only Daily FIFA podcast. We're Food and Review. We bring you updates about the latest content. We talk players and review them. And of course, as a part of foodcoaching.com, we'll give you gameplay advice like tactics and instructions. Today is Tuesday, January 12th, and we are recording Season 3, Episode 70. My name is John Olsen of Food Coaching, and joining me tonight is, of course, the King of the North, it's Yngve.
Hello.
Hello, my friend, and welcome back. This feels like a Monday for me. How's it for you?
It feels like a Tuesday. It's a kind of Monday feeling, but it still feels like a Tuesday. It's like in the middle of not middle of the week and not Monday either, so it's a little bit of a limbo, I guess.
So we went from how you're feeling to we're in the limbo.
Yep. Confusing.
Yeah. Quick shout out to Andrew for filling in for us yesterday. Great show. Thanks for doing that. We were sort of occupied by both our backs giving in.
Yeah.
So it was unfortunate timing, but Andrew saved the day. So we're back on our feet. And we are ready for some content, Yngve. But before we discuss content, it's weird on a Tuesday, but I do want to ask you, did you play Weekend League and how was it for you?
I played Weekend League. It went really well, but I only got to play 11 matches and I won all 11 matches.
What a legend.
Lucky?
I didn't say lucky, I said legend. No, there's something wrong with this translation.
I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one that went 11-0 this weekend. So, but I'm really happy with it because the team I used really worked well and played well. Finally felt that I had some control over my players in defense. So I was happy with how it went. So I wish I had more time. Then I'd probably go for higher ranks, but it's good to see that the team is at least working and playing well, so no big changes needed there at least.
Ah, that's good though.
Yep.
And still 11-0. Who knows what happens next week?
It's a very good start. It is. So it's the best I've had so far this year, so I think I had it once on FIFA 20. I went 11-0. Can't remember I did more than that, so I'm really happy with that.
And deserved. I actually started Weekend League for the first time in, well, weeks, maybe even a month. So I was like, yeah, maybe I can actually do it this weekend. Let's see how far we get. And there's one big advantage of having a bad back is that you can't sleep. So I was able to play, I think, 15 matches in the middle of the night. I had a weird weekend, though. I started off on the next-gen Xbox, because I knew there were qualifiers and they probably warm up there and stuff in the Weekend League. So I was like, okay, you know what? Next-gen sounds like a better cause because due to my location, I'm more or less bound to face some pros during the weekend. And it's always nice that you have them on your friend list and then see, oh, yes, of course. Yes, I know who I'm playing here. But the good news was when I played on the next-gen, that wasn't the case. The bad news was, and you saw it, the teams I was facing were insane. So for my first, I have to look back, but I might lie about one match, but I'm not quite sure. But for my first seven matches, I faced Prime Hullet 5 times. Wow.
I have yet to see him, so
it was truly insane. And for my first seven matches, 5 went into extra time.
Oh, that's tiring.
So that was my Saturday. Like, oh, man. And I lost 2 on penalties. So for my first 10 matches, I went 10-8, I think. Or 10-2, of course. But I was like, 8-2. But I was like, yeah, this wasn't the start I was hoping for. Of course, I was a bit rusty since I haven't played for a bit. But these teams are insane. I'm losing on penalties only. This is getting frustrating. And I did one big, big, big mistake.
Yeah,
I used Kleber, and I got Kleber on your advice. Kleiber. I don't even know how the guy's called.
Happy to help.
So let's do Kleiber and let's put Lahm at central defender, right? But that didn't work out as I wanted. So after the first 10 matches, I removed Kleiber. And I went cruising to Gold 1 on Xbox with, I don't know, 5-6 matches to spare, something like that. So it was the finish was really good. I think I tuned my team, tuned my tactics, and on the old Xbox, I got reasonable teams, but like good, and all, of course better than mine, but not this insane. Didn't get any penalty series anymore, and I scored almost twice as much as I conceded over the 25 minutes or 24 minutes I played. So also, I was actually pretty happy with it. So I stopped on goal 2. Then on Sunday night, I couldn't sleep either. So I was like, you know what? Let's try to get goal 1. And that was pretty easy. Actually, made me realize that maybe Sunday night is perfect to play all your matches. Start off if you can manage that.
Yeah.
There was a different kind of energy there. I scored and quit. So I was like, okay, now I know what to do.
Yeah, that's nice. I wouldn't play Lahm as a centre back. I would rather play him. I would play him, right back, left back, or CDM, CM.
I tried Kleiber right centre back as well, and Lahm right back.
Yeah,
but same problem.
I think they are too similar on that side. I would get out of position and stuff like that. So
I screwed my team up a bit by doing that. Also, Arjen Robben. You know, the myth, the legend, everyone's hyping him up.
You didn't like him.
No, I didn't like him. And he his financial's fine, right? He's good. Maybe the best financial in the game. But I mean, when Temman parks the bus, that financial doesn't get through anyways. If you're the man with the possession, you won't have the speed to get behind. And in the end, you won't get the financial, then you won't get always on the right foot. So I found him a bit of a liability. He scored some good sitters, but he also missed some huge chances where I was like, I noticed this isn't his right foot, or his left foot, actually. So if I can replace him, I probably will. I think he's fine as a sub. He's very good if you have an opponent who gives you space, like, to move. Yeah. Once you get up there, or at least when I'm playing in 2200-2300 skill rating levels, and they all know what you're going to do. They all know what to expect. I also have played in many matches. It's really easy to predict what he's going, of course. Even if they go to the byline, you know he's going to cut inside and shoot. So I wasn't impressed, still not impressed. Actually sort of regretting I did him. But that goes for Kleiber as well, because he doesn't fit the rest of my squad.
No, it's difficult then.
But, I'm happy with the results. I think I hit Div 1. I probably rank 2 now. Might drop to 3, but overall I should get some rewards in. So let's go.
That's nice.
Let's
see. Good. Hopefully something good.
Yes, we'll see. Content today, Ingrid.
Yes, we got a Headliners Challenge where we get a Jumbo Gold Pack, which is actually tradable. Costs around 7,500 coins to do. You need maximum 4 clubs, minimum 3 from the same nation, minimum 2 rare players, minimum 8 gold players, minimum 70 team chemistry. So it's pretty much straightforward, but a jumbo gold pack is like nothing special really. That was that. We got another showdown, Liverpool versus Manchester United. Lasts for 4 more days, or 4.5 days actually, where you can unlock James Milner and Scott McTominay. Tom McTominay is a CDM and Milner is a CM, so this is the 4th Liverpool CM special cards you can get from either SBCs or from objectives. So it would be nice if we get another Liverpool player, please. A different position. That would be nice. Thank you. because I already have Naby Keita and he's quite similar to Milner.
But did Bobby? Because he's in there for 1 more day.
Yeah, I did Bobby.
Oh, so. good.
So I have Bobby and Keita, so, and I don't... Well, the Milner card is also 85 rated, but it's pretty similar to Naby Keita. The James Milner SBC costs around 200 or 210k to do. So that is not so cheap, unfortunately. There's three sections, and you get tradable packs. First one is called Liverpool. You need 83 rated team and minimum one Liverpool player and 70 team chemistry. You get a mixed players pack. SBC costs around 30-40k to do. And you have national duty. You will get a premium mixed players pack. Costs around 80k to do. You need minimum one player from England and 84 rated team and 65 team chemistry minimum. Last one is called Top Form. You'll get a prime electron players pack. Costs around 90k to do. You need one team of the week player, minimum 84 rated team, and minimum 65 team chemistry. And Mr. McTominay, he costs around 100 and between 100, it's 160 on PS. And he is 180 on Xbox at the moment. There is also three sections for McTominay. The first one is called Manchester United. You get a jumbo gold pack. It costs around 40-45k to do. You need one player from Manchester United. 83 minimum overall rated team and 75 team chemistry. Next one is called Premier League. You get a premium Electrum players pack, costs around 45k to do. You need minimum one player from Premier League, minimum one team of the week player, minimum 83 rated team, and 70 team chemistry. Last one is called Top Form. You get a prime mixed players pack, costs around 85k to do the SBC. You need one team of the week player, minimum 84 rated team, and 70 team chemistry. So the McTominay is cheaper to do than the James Milner one. And the cards.
And that sucks.
No, I don't. If the player was really good, then of course I wouldn't mind that price. But I think when I already have Naby Keita, which is quite similar to James Milner, I got him for grinding objectives.
But this one can be upgraded, so...
Of course, they both players can get a plus two for a win or a plus one if it's a draw. So, of course, there's good chances for upgrades, but I don't think that Milner would be that good with a plus two either. He would be decent, but of course, he's not going to be as good as Firmino that I have, the freeze one. He would probably be better than Naby Keita one. And we also have the ones that paid around 400-500k to do the Oxlade-Chamberlain flashback thing as well, which is better than Milner. So it's a decent card, but the price is totally wrong, I think. I wish it was a different player, but that could have been some more interesting ones to choose. Like you could have gone with Matip, Shaqiri, Minamino, or Tsimikas, the left back. Then another CM. I just want a little bit different positions. And McTominay looks quite okay, actually. Good CDM. Only thing is, his balance is 68. It's not horrible. But he's got 91 strength, 91 stamina, 92 aggression, which is nice. So if you can just throw a shadow on him and he should be a good card. 90 rated CDM at least with a shadow. So if that, I think that McTominay card, if he gets a plus two, would be a better card than the James Milner one with a plus two. So
fair.
But yeah, it would be cool if there were some other positions, but yeah, maybe next time, because the match is a cool one. It's a big match in England, the two top teams in the Premier League meeting each other. So
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, I like the Minamino.
Minamino.
That would be a cool one. Yeah.
So. Shaqiri as well. 5-star skill moves.
Yeah. And anyways, I mean, yeah, but the thing is, you can use all these players everywhere. But if I look at this player, it's not that you can put him central or as a defender, or there's only one place to actually put to get the maximum out of him, and in that space, he's I gotta agree with you, especially now that you done Bobby. I mean, it's meh.
Yeah, and if I didn't have an Abiketa and I had lots of coins and players, I would probably do him. But I also have an Abiketa, so.
And I do. I don't think I like the fact that it's the like with the Ajax the first PSV one. I like the fact that suddenly everyone was looking at the Eredivisie, right? I'd rather have them do like a fun match from another league than Premier League in this time. Like I said, it's we have so many Liverpool now, and I think it's fine for Liverpool fans, but they don't need the extra attention. I don't know, get a Portuguese match going or whatever. Get a fun player there from a Portuguese league, Liga NOS, or I don't care, Ligue 1.
I wish they did a showdown from the old firm in Scotland, Celtic.
Something like that, Rangers. Yeah. You know, I mean,
Forest versus Kent again.
I don't know. It's Ajax Feyenoord upcoming weekend.
Yeah, that could be a cool one as well.
Everyone's on the hype train for Robin and the other Dutch Malen and Kleiber. I think that one would get some attention as well.
Yeah.
Oh, well. So I think we both agree on that this is decent, but nothing special.
If I choose one, I think I would...
McTominay, right?
Yeah, he's better value, I think. And Manchester United are in good form as well. So playing well. So that's... you never know.
Yeah, I agree.
Will happen. So, yeah.
We'll see.
Definitely. So, and we got some objectives as well today.
Yes.
Which is a little bit interesting, at least. We got something called Weekend League Plus. Some people will remember it from FIFA 20. You do have to play Weekend League, which is, of course... a little bit heavy to do, but if you win 10 matches in the weekend league, you earn a player pick containing 1 out of 3 foot champions players from team of the week 16. So this is a player pick from the team of the week that we'll get tomorrow, Wednesday. So even though you didn't play weekend league this weekend, you can still get player picks if you play now from Friday till Sunday. So you need 10 matches, you can get a player pick 1 out of 3. If you win 16 matches, you get a player pick containing 1 out of 4. So you have 4 options from the team of the week 16. And if you are really good, you can get 22 wins. You also get a player pick containing 1 out of 5 foot champions player from team of the week 16. So you'll have 5 options to choose from. There's unfortunately no lower limit, so you could end up with lots under 80 rated as well, of course. And of course, you can get the best ones, you never know. But you can get from the whole team of the week, it seems. So it's going to be interesting to see how good the team of the week is tomorrow. Maybe it's not in your interest and you don't want to play weekend league at all. So that's also an option, of course. But I think it's cool. We had it last year. I think in one of them I managed to get one in form. I think it was Neuer. I don't know if he was 90 or 91 rated then. But that was a good keeper, of course.
Definitely.
But the other ones were horrible, I remember. So, but it's fun. It gives a little bit extra, but it might make weekend league harder as well. There's that.
I mean, just go at it, right? Who knows where you finish? At least you get something.
Go for 11 if you can.
Exactly.
10,
yeah.
And at least get one. You never know. You might have hit jackpot on the first one. There's always a chance for that. So
it never hurts to try.
No. If you don't buy a ticket, you want to win the lottery. So
exactly. If you don't open packs like I do this year, you won't hit anything. If you do, and you called me, you're not getting anything else. But hey,
well, you only pack in for Messi, so
from real life coin hits, to be honest, right? I mean, not from rewards or something like that.
No,
paid points and then opened and then packed. So that's true. But that's not like I from any rewards until now, something there was anything in it.
No, I don't. I haven't had much either from the rewards. I had the first week, I had the Inform Timo Werner, which was really bad for me, but it was really good rated for the first team of the week. So that was a good pull. But
and Felix, Felix, I saw. So,
and after that, nothing. Nothing after that, those two first weeks. So Felix was the 84 one. And that was a good card at the time. But after that, it's been absolutely really horrible. I don't think I had anything over 83 from the rewards.
Doesn't matter, though, because, you know, if you're listening to this, we won't let you know. We'll still try every player we can get our hands on.
Of course, of course. That's half the fun.
Even if I have to do an Ajax player in this case. Never again. Never again.
No. At least you tried.
I collapsed under pressure. Everyone's saying, you should do it. We need a review, so.
I like the card, though.
I like him as well, but Lam is just better, so I'm not going to...
Yeah, Clyburn, I think that would be, of course, even better if we got a plus two, but still the plus one still makes it... At least for me, he's one of the best... I think he's the best right-back I've used. But of course, if a certain English player playing for Rangers get another inform, then maybe he will surpass Mr... Mr. Kleiber, and I'm quite surprised that we didn't see any. This player is Tavernier. He didn't get any SBC.
I'm so certain he'll get an SBC during Team of the Year. I'm so certain of something like that.
I can't see why he should get it during Team of the Year. If he got one this week, yes, but there's no. I don't think that Tavernier got his. Team of the Year material. It could be some kind of moments card, but I wish he got a headliner because I'm pretty sure he's going to get more inform and he's linkable since he's English and he's from a smaller league, which I think is cool as well.
I'm pretty sure we'll see him getting a special card soon enough. Don't worry.
Yeah, he'll get some special card, but I wish he got a headliner one.
Yeah, because well.
Headliner would be 86 rated as well.
I wish I had packed Ronaldo, but hey, not happening either. So.
Yeah.
If we did wish for something else, though, for a long, long time, and today it actually was confirmed we'll be getting it.
Yes, the Action Run celebration is visible on the new patch. I'm pretty sure it wasn't that.
No, it wasn't that. No, new patch, that is actually what we're talking about. So we got patch number 8, I think. Which fixes a lot of things, but I want to highlight one of those. Something has been very bugging me over the weekend as well, although we might have known that this patch was coming, or at least the change was coming, right? Talked about last week, we had some source already saying we should not actually mention it since it won't take long for them to fix it anymore. So that actually, thanks for that. But we won't say who that is. But there's this. Where is it? I don't even know how it is. But anyways, this is the... In online matches, players will no longer see their opponent's equipped ball item. They will instead always see their own. Ingvi, I'm finally able to see the ball in every single match I'm playing. No more donut balls or I don't know what I saw on this weekend. So I saw cushions and... I saw some kind of silver ball, which looked three times as small than the other balls usually are. I was like, I can't even see this. But it's over.
Yeah, it's over.
One more weekend and it's done.
Yep.
So that's a good change. Thanks for that. Next thing, please just make sure we only see our pitch, which we select. That would be awesome as well. Just always let us play in our own stadium. Makes for less versatility, but it makes for much more... visibilities, because I do know that there are many people who can't always see the lines. I mean, yep. Orange on green and stuff, if you're colorblind, might be a bit difficult. And if you're old like we are, then it's also difficult.
Yeah.
But it's a good thing. They also changed something else. Do you want me to quickly go over it?
Yep.
They made some adjustments to the TeamPress D-pad tactic, which of course everyone knows you should use. And what they changed is they decreased the amount of time the TeamPress D-pad tactic can be active for before requiring a cooldown. It was 20 seconds and it just became 15 seconds. Basically, you can't keep it on that long. And once TeamPress is requested, it takes 2 seconds to activate. So you can't spam it and actually activate it right away. And it has a less longer effect. So I think the effort actually have to choose now beforehand that you want to press. I think that's a good change in my honest opinion. And in situations where the defending team is using TeamPress and recovers possession, TeamPress will not automatically remain active on the following loss of possession.
No, you have to activate it again.
Exactly. So. And you can't activate it right after the cooldown. So it takes 2 seconds as well. So all good changes, I think.
Yep.
Also because it's not very skilled, but now you actually have to maybe time it or actually know when you want to push for it.
Yeah, you have to be a little bit more selective when you actually activate it, so which is nice.
Exactly. Then I was telling everyone, or we have been telling everyone this year, to make the step overs into step over boost. We actually were talking about this last night, didn't we? And they made several adjustments to step over and reverse step over skill moves. Namely, both skill moves are no longer considered easy skill moves and therefore will be less effective when chained together while moving. So basically, when you're in the category of easy skill moves, you can just chain them together. You can't do that anymore. So that's, I think, a good thing. The animations for both skill moves have been slowed down, which I think is also a very good thing. And the player transition speed while exiting either skill move at forward angles has been decreased. Basically, the step over into boost has been brought down. I think good moves. I like the move, quite honestly, but it's also been used on every play. You should always do it because even your central defender could use a little boost, could pull it off as well. So basically, it looked silly. I'm not too unhappy that it got removed.
And I faced in the weekend people doing that step overs like 15 times before I'm even getting close enough to press them, which I find quite ridiculous. It just looks really stupid, just standing there and kind of spinning around, spinning, twisting thing.
Yeah, but it is useful, right? Because if you do step in and you step out on the side, you have the ball on, you exit on, then you actually get a little boost, which makes it really hard to defend. So, and also unpredictable. So yeah, I get why people do it. But
used it like in certain situations, but not when the match starts and you do it when you're all alone, no pressure at all, and you just stand there and do this 15 step overs to get some boost. It's of course okay to use it if you're in attack and getting close to a defender and then do the boost, then it's like a little bit more natural. But when just doing it when there's no pressure or anything, it just that's a little bit I don't understand why it's used like that, but I'm glad that it's adjusted. Good thing it's not completely removed.
I did play on PC today though. You could fairly say that it's completely removed. It's still there, but it's useless.
Okay, so that's kind of good though.
It makes me worried though about one thing, quite honestly.
Park the bus and counterattacks.
I mean, spamming the through ball is still strong. 4-for-2 spam the through ball. The passing is still very assisted. That doesn't change. So I'm a bit worried that is still the only viable way to attack now is playing through balls. Just lay back, make sure he doesn't scout. I'm very worried we're getting back into FIFA 20, like 20.1 territory. I played 2 matches, so I don't know if I can already say that because I was mostly focused on doing the ball or the step overs.
Yeah.
But there's different ways of going at it. So I don't, you can nerf it to the ground and people won't use it anymore. I mean, like the Coquetta did at the start of the year. And that's all fine, but it's also, you need some ways to be a thing. So I see people saying, yeah, you should nerf the bridge move, for example, the bridge dribble.
Then it's going to be no options almost. I think they also nerfed the fake shot cancel thing, which kind of glitches your defense.
But that one was broken, so I'm not. Yeah, I don't mind.
Yeah, I don't mind that one either. So because I've not used any of them. I haven't used the step over one. I haven't used. I rarely used the bridge one as well. So.
I will admit that I did use all of them. I mean, quite honestly, I did use all of them. And I think the step over is a move that if you see people doing it, I see many people actually doing it wrong, like stepping out on the wrong side and stuff. Yeah. So I'm not, I mean, it's fine. Go on, make it go on. I'm fine with that. I'd rather have them do something with passing, but I know they won't change that during the game. I do think that it's enough now. The cancel, basically what you do is your shots, you can super cancel everything this year. Skill moves, yeah. Coquetas, shots. And what it does is whenever you take a shot, the outer block would do it, but if you would super cancel it, the defender would still try to outer block it in the animation. You could just run past. That's basically, quite honestly, how I scored 80% of my goals, right? And that's broken. If you can score that amount of goals, it's broken. So get that out of it. I'm fine with it. I saw Alex doing a video about it yesterday. Coincidence. And now so everyone woke up. But you can still use that for one weekend. I tried it today on PC. It's done. So I think...
I don't use the through balls either. I don't think I've scored one goal with a long through ball from behind my own half.
But that is basically because what you do is you try to keep possession, you try to play proper football, so you're already on this half whenever you lose the ball. You're not trying to
sit back and wait and hold off and go for
a counter from there. Because unless those situations usually won't happen to you, but if you do that combined with the dynamic runs, it is very viable. It is also very unpredictable, and it can be so assisted that it's also undefendable. And it will work once or twice in the match, and if you are a good player, that could be enough now, especially with these moves being nerfed, to just hold out the lead. So that's one thing I'm really in doubt of. So don't get me wrong, I like the nerfs. I do very much like the fact that they changed the balls now.
Just need to fix the kits now so they don't kit clash. The white kits are classed as black and stuff like that with the newer type of kits.
Yeah, well, they didn't change that in FIFA 20 either, so I'm not...
Well, I think the safe is probably to choose your own kits, but sometimes...
No, but even though that doesn't work. I do that as well, but at the moment I got something white in one of my basic kits, there's always a chance it messes up, so I don't do that either. I just have a pink and a blue kit or something like that. I don't even care.
Yeah, I have some kind of black green Halloween type of pumpkin thing, and I have a red away kit because that they're not gonna kit clash. So that's at least works okay for me.
Just make sure that the pitch changes. I can't see properly whenever it's a red post and red nets. On the green, I can hardly see where the goal actually is. It's just my muscle memory that I know, of course, where to aim and stuff. But that's why the red ball works for me as well. But I'm glad that's gone. And the black one is just ridiculous because if you use the stadium, you have the black post and the black nets. Yeah, and you have a penalty, you can't even see the top bar because it's along with the commercials. And those are black as well. So you can't really see the height of the goal, which is it's insane.
I'm using the white goalpost, but I have a reddish type of goal net that Liverpool used to have a few years ago. So, but that you see the difference. There's no problem to see that it's actually a goal and net.
Exactly. So. I don't even mind if there's, I don't care if there's not even a net in the goal, but I want to see where the goal is, where the post is. Yeah.
For the white lines as well.
And so, especially with penalties, I want to see how high the goal actually is, right? So I think that's the thing they will need to get fixed. And it's also, it looks ridiculously silly on streams. So whenever I'm watching tournaments and stuff, or qualifiers, I'm like, oh, what am I looking at here? It's a bit, it looks a bit silly for the esports side of things as well, in my honest opinion.
Yeah, I'm also waiting for the animated Tifos that we could get after unlocking the stadium thing a few seasons ago, but I haven't seen any on the bar market or in packs or anything. So
I didn't even realize it was a thing, quite honestly. But that's because I use, you know me, I don't care about the kits, the stadiums.
No, that's me. That's me.
So good changes. Curious where this ends up to be. Remind yourself that everything we said tonight, the cancel, the step over boost, they will still work this weekend, because usually there is like seven or eight days between putting out the patch on PC, because they can directly put it on Origin because it's theirs, and on the other platforms they have to go into screening first before they get approved, and that's usually on a Tuesday that it gets approved. So lately, so use it this weekend, abuse it. I think the whole world will now abuse the fake shot this weekend, but after the next weekend, that will help you.
I hope it's on the next console as well next week, so that we don't have to wait longer to get the patch on the newer end of consoles.
That's like
PS5 and Xbox Series.
That's actually a good point. I might play on next gen next week.
if you don't get the patch, you're gonna you probably won't be alone then. There's probably gonna be even more people playing that one.
But if you're pro, you won't play the new gen basically, because you don't get the points. So that's the biggest advantage of it. And the other disadvantage is that, especially when trying to do the friendlies, right, I'm playing sometimes four or five times the same players in a row, which is a bit weird, but we'll get there. And it isn't EA fault, this is just the player base not being there yet.
Yeah, but I think more and more we'll get the console now. Hopefully now we passed Christmas time and the biggest kind of rush. I think the productions are probably running warm at the moment to get out the new console. So hopefully people will be able to buy the PS5 and Series X Xbox soon if they still want to buy it. So fingers crossed for that.
Definitely. I don't have anything for tonight anymore, though. Let us know what you think about the patch if you're listening to this, and if you were using those mechanics, or this was the first time you actually thought about it, because next year we might actually be more mindful of telling everyone about these kinds of things. I knew I used them, never mentioned it on the show, but might do that.
I was aware of them last night.
So that was like, there was a realization for me as well when we talked about it. It was like, you said something like, how do we do the fake? It was like, just this.
Like, the fake shot asked about, I think.
Like, yeah, this is like 3 months old, ain't you? Like, no. So sometimes I have to realize that things that I know aren't common knowledge. So that's a good realization for me, and I'll pay more attention to that towards the future. It was good feedback. Sorry you don't have anything for that as well. Use it this weekend.
No, I'm not going to start learning it now.
Bridge dribble still works. Double top R. Just make sure the timing is right.
I might try to learn the bridge, but I'm not going to do start using the step over things. Because the bridge, if it's not horribly nerfed, can be useful. And it's a little bit more... it's a move I've seen used in real life as well in certain situations. So
you haven't seen me play football, because that El Croqueta cancel with fake shot cancel into a step over boost out... Man, that's me.
You did it a lot when you played as a goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Very popular.
Yeah, exactly. Angry, where can people find you, buddy?
They can find me on Twitter at Evgeninoni, and they can find me on EA forums at LittleLon95, and they can find me on Discord at LittleLon95.
Awesome. You can find this show at Food and Review on all socials. Of course, if you want to support this show, make sure we can do this every day still. Go to patreon.com/ Foot in Review. For the price of a cup of coffee, you really help us out and you get some bonus content and coaching discounts. Talk about coaching. If you want to find me or book coaching, go to footcoaching.com or find me on all socials just at footcoaching. Ingvi, thanks for today. I am probably going to do some step over still, just making sure I get that addiction out of my system. but for now, I'm going to drop it.
Drop it.
Drop it.
F-U.
T.
F-U.
T.
F-F-F-U.
T.
F-U. T.
T.
T. In view.
F-U.
T.
T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T. T